Welcome to Sipcast, a civilization podcast focused on its social media platform.
Mythos.
Alpha Shard. This is the first episode for the Civilization World podcast, the civilization game that is on Facebook.
I know one of the threads I thought was interesting was they're talking about Civ rapidly going the way of the dinosaur.
That's already going, the game's already going away?
Yeah. Well, like in the thread, it talks about how, I think it was July or August, something like that, there was like 580,000 users.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now it's down to like 8,000 users a day.
Wow. That is bad. I don't know. It's like, I think one of the problems is it's a very slow way to play Civilization in general. You go on there and you basically do one or two things a day and you're supposed to come back like every single day and only do a few things, which is what the vast majority of these Facebook games are like, is just do a couple things a day. It's a shame to hear that game's losing popularity already.
I was trying to get the information for the last 12 months, but you actually have to create an account with this app data in order to get that. Right now, it's only showing me the last 30 days, which even then it's dropped. Okay, I just found the Civ World's all-time high was 567,790 monthly active users.
Ah.
That's monthly active users.
Wow. And then it dropped, you said?
Yeah, let's see, according to the data here on December the 8th, it had around 50,000 active users. And right now, as of today, it's apparently according to app data, it has around 30,000 active users. Same with daily users has dropped as well from 8,000 on December 8th, 6,000 yesterday.
Wow, there's like only 18 threads. It's just sad.
Yeah.
It does seem like it's like it was a fad and now it's kind of going away and yikes.
Yeah, I checked CFC, Polyton, WPC, and it's like, okay, there's like nothing active. And Dan is like, well, did you check the 2K forums? Oh, okay. But even then, there's not much there either.
Wow. Yeah, because I usually go to CFC. But that's usually where I go for my Civ stuff. So Civilization World, Civilization Network is just not going to be working. I don't know if that's really a good thing to say on the podcast, but I don't know what else really to say.
Even on CFC, there's a new thread created January 3rd, and then the one part of that was December 9th was the last post. Yeah, this game's just not getting the activity levels. That or the people who are playing are only playing on the Facebook, and they're just not forum people.
That's possible as well, which I guess just doesn't bode well. I mean, if it's just the Facebook people playing it, and that's it, that's really, I think that's kind of a very loud signal to Sid Meier's and everyone who's been involved in the past Civilization games that we don't want to play this on Facebook.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I was like, if all the Civ forums have no activity, yeah, you totally missed the Civ people. I played it back in the summer when it was in alpha, and then I stopped playing it, and then whenever you and I were asked to do this, I tried playing it again for a little while. Yeah, and I don't know about you, but I'm not a Facebook user. I get emails every now and then that saying, hey, you need to log back in, and, you know, you have notifications.
No, it's like I really don't like a lot of Facebook games because a lot of them want you to spam other people and, of course, spend money. It's like, oh, you want to do this? Well, spend money to do it quicker, and it's I don't like that. I don't like that as a game mechanic. That, unfortunately, is in the game. It's not so bad like some of the others where you log into it and it immediately tells you, go spam your friends now. You know, so at least it doesn't do that.
Now, one of the things that I've noticed that people are not liking about this game is Civ Bucks, which now I guess you can spend real money on this game. I have not used Civ Bucks. I haven't really looked at it that much, but apparently it's causing to the point where if, unless you actually use Civ Bucks, you don't have much of a chance of winning.
Oh, that's what I hate. Yeah, that's what it's like in the other games, where it's like, for instance, Backyard Monsters. Every time I log into it, it wants me to so badly send messages to my friends to have them join. And then when I'm playing it, you build a structure, and it takes like 2 or 3 days or more to build something. Oh, but you could save those resources that are automatically collected for you for free. You could save those resources and spend money to make it go now. You know, just spend money. And it's like, I don't like this mechanic at all. I know they're trying to earn money, but it's like, this is not the way to do it. I don't like it.
That's one of the complaints was, you have to almost do that in order to win the game.
Yeah, and people don't like that mechanic where it's whoever wins is the one with the biggest wallet or the biggest spender. And the person that spends the most, it has the best chance of winning. And I don't think anyone likes that at all. Then we'll find that there's times where it says, this worker is going to work for about 6 hours. To speed him up, spend Civ Bucks. I believe that's exactly what it's going to do. Ugh. You would have to regulate the other team to make sure that they don't spend money on it, and that would be like the honor system or something, because you know there are people out there spending money on these games for the feature of speeding up or just using it as an exploit or whatever, and there's other people that just don't want to spend that kind of money on these games because it can build up very quickly.
Yeah, I don't spend money on Facebook.
No, that's a good idea. Good for you.
I'm not going to spend money on that.
No. There's better things to spend money on. Way better. And that's probably the reason why it went down from 580 to 8,000. That's ouch. I think only Final Fantasy, 13? 14? I don't know. There was an online Final Fantasy that took a hit that bad. A recent Final Fantasy MMORPG that's really poor performance there.
Do you play the game much at all?
Not really, no.
Me neither.
I haven't played it, I guess, in a month or two.
One of my biggest issues is I don't want to sit there on Facebook, check Facebook several times a day. Or half the time I forget Facebook anyway.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, if I want to sit down and play a game when I have free time, I want to sit down and play the game.
Right.
I don't want to sit there and play it for, you know, 5 or 10 minutes and come back and hours or something.
It's obnoxious. I mean, it just gets really tired. And, actually, the real Civilization games. And, you know, be done and, you know, play it for an hour or whatever and then get off. And you can come back to it any time. And you don't have to worry about other people doing crap or having to check it every 5 minutes and all this other stuff. Ugh.
You played enough to figure out any good strategies on playing? I mean, I read about ones where you talk about, and I even tried this, of doing all scientists or all farmers or whatever and build that up. And then, of course, you need you need teammates in your civ that are doing the opposite.
Yeah, so like specialized. Yeah.
That was the issue I had. I tried that. We were trying to get some tech. I forgot what the tech was. And it's the tech we needed to actually win that era. And so I talked to some of the other guys and persuaded them to try to, you know, all of us go scientists to try and get it, but it was like a couple of us, and then one of the guys decided to change and go to something else, and I think that's about the time that I quit. You know, you got a civ of 10 people, and 2 or 3 are actually working together.
I basically got to the point where I ran out of workers, and I was trying to grow my population so I could get more workers, because I had someone mining, I think I had a scientist or something. Basically, I got to the point where I couldn't do anything. I had to wait like a day or something, and I just never logged back in. I don't know, it didn't go very well.
Yeah, that was my problem. I just kept not logging in.
There's just other stuff that was better, more fun. But when I logged in, I did like some things in the game, some of the features. I like the, when you do a tech, you do this maze puzzle, and you, like, I think if I can remember, you have to click on certain points through the maze, and it gets you, science beakers, and I thought that was a cool little game, and, you know, I don't think that would be a bad idea for the mainstream game to have more interactive, earning the science tech, as it were.
Yeah, I like a lot of the puzzles, they were kind of fun. I recall you had to, they reset themselves after every 10 or 15 minutes or so, but yeah, they're fun.
And then there was the hiring of fair. You hire your workers and then you assign them to different tasks, which does remind me of, I think Civ 2 did this, where you could right-click your faces, and when you know when he wasn't working in the field, you could have him become an entertainer or a scientist or a tax collector. And then this game, you can sign him being a merchant or a scientist or whatever kind of job you want him to do, which is just kind of cool. It's a little bit more micromanaged, but it's at least one of the features I do like.
I tried playing this game several weeks ago, and while I had fun with it, I kept trying to get my fellow teammates or civ mates to actually maintain some sort of strategy. It's actually quite difficult. You know, you talk to people, you probably get people to kind of join up to go with the same tech or to go with the same idea, but people aren't logging on and weren't really following along with our strategy, so eventually I just kind of gave up as well and quit logging on. But it almost seems like, you need to work as a team, but when your fellow teammates aren't actually getting on, it's kind of hard to do.
It would work better if you had a good, consistent group of the people that were joining, because when I logged into that game, I don't remember joining anything. I don't know if I was just added randomly to a group or what. I just had this little town, I just had a little, settler, and I started building it a little bit. So I didn't really go very far, because I think it was reaching the limit of what I could do that day, and I just stopped playing since I've been kind of distracted by other games in the meantime.
You have to go into, I forgot which menu it is, but you can actually click on there, and you can find the civs in the game, and you can either join one of the existing civilizations, or if you want, you can actually create your own, and then people will eventually join you. Once you're actually in a civilization, then depending on certain points in the game, sorry, that's not the correct word, but it decides on who is a certain advisor, who is the defense minister, who is this, other certain minister, and things like that. And then you gain little benefits as well. But the problem is that it bounces around so much. And again, trying to talk to everybody, communicate with everybody to get things going, it's almost easier just to stay as an independent and just play by yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have much of a chance of winning that way, at least I don't.
It seems like it had some good potential. I know there's democracy games on the CFC, and everybody goes onto a forum, and then you join the group that way. And having assigned roles does sound interesting, but this way I know the game wants you to get as many people onto the group as possible, and that could be really chaotic when you have people that don't have any interest in the game. And I think the me and team would definitely point out that you would have a very disparaging range of people's skill levels. You might have someone who's just a settler or chieftain player with paired with someone who's a deity level or something, and they're not be able to communicate what strategies they should do, because someone who's on a lower skill level doesn't know their higher strategies, and it's like, it could get very confusing and chaotic, especially if you keep adding people.
Would it be possible to make a democracy game using civ rules? I mean, you don't be able to use your own civilization.
If you can start your own civ and just, regulate who joins it, that might work. I don't know. We'd have to get a group of people to try.
Yeah. It'd be a very, very quick game, because these games don't last very long.
Oh, okay.
I'm not for sure either, because usually I just get fed up and quit playing it, or else I forget to log into Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. The democracy game, the one I'm in right now, has lasted over a year and a half. So that's a long game.
The game could be fun. If you could only get a group together of the people that you knew played, or you could play, play the same, or if you could just...
That seems to be what you need. You need a consistent group of people that'll play with you. And unfortunately, and even further, you would need a consistent group of people to play against, because what fun would it be if you had a really strong group who would continually play this game, but then constantly went up against people that just quit after a little while, like, I didn't win, quit, or just rage quit it every time. It would just get really boring really fast.
Well, if you get a big enough group, like if we could get 15, 20 people or so from the Civ forums, and say, okay, we're all playing the same game, but not necessarily playing with each other.
Right, that might work.
You could play against each other, such at least that might work. I wish there was a way, and maybe there is, I don't know, I don't play the game enough, and I don't use a Civ book, so I read something about guilds, and I don't really know what they are, but I wish there was some way where you could, like, go out and get, say, okay, go out and find some people that, hey, I'm going to start a game, you guys want to join, and then we play a game with just the people you know are active. I read one thread on here that talked about how, by the end of the game, there's a very, very high percentage of people that are inactive. Do people realize, either they just quit playing, or they realize they're not going to win, or whatever. And so then you only have, like, you know, 20-30% of the people who are actually active playing, and the rest of them are just civs with empty houses.
Even that happens on the democracy game. It starts off with, like, a whole bunch of people, and then as the year progressed, people would just either drop off or become lurkers or just busy. And, I mean, like, yeah, with this recent democracy game, a lot of people were playing until Civ 5 came out, and a lot of people just switched over to that and just kind of abandoned Civ 4.
I'm actually on one of the teams.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, one, I don't know which team I'm on. And again, it's just, I have two kids now, so I kind of ran out of time.
Right, yeah. Real life does take precedence. We could try creating our own little Civ to see how that goes. We could try that for another episode, report our findings.
Yeah, we can try. Look into it, see if it's even possible.
Yeah, see if it's any fun.
This has been Civcast with hosts Mythos and Alpha Shard. Until next time. Record date January 7th, 2012. Civilization World Soundwaves copyright Take-Two Interactive. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net.